Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When he's Big Show on the Fan, Super Bowl 53 down in Atlanta, Georgia. That sweet serenading voice, Gladys Knight, you hear. She'll be singing the national anthem. Sunday's big game, covering the big game for us like a glove. He covered the Green Bay Packers all year long. Our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, how's hot Atlanta?
I say right after she does the Star Spangled Banner, she and the Pips break into that one. Midnight Train to Georgia. I listen to that all night long.
Mike, a minute 47 seconds is the over-under on Gladys Knight's performance of the national anthem. You going over or under?
That sounds about, I'd say under. I'd say she'll get through it, yep.
Perfect.
We'll drag it out.
So as we look through this game here, we start with the running game of the Los Angeles Rams, one of the main reasons why they are where they are, is playing for a championship.
Yeah, Rams had their final practice today, a little bit in pads, and everything seems to be okay. Greg Zuerlein, the kicker, who stepped on a metal plate halftime warm-ups in the NFC Championship game in the Superdome against the Saints, still managed to kick that 57-yarder in OT to get the win and send him to the Super Bowl. But it's been sore on his plant foot. But today he went to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then this afternoon Sean McVay said, you know, he's going to be fine. So is their safety, Blake Countess, who's been dealing with a calf injury. He should be okay for the game. So the Rams say they're all healthy. So Todd Gurley, funny guy, very loose, just in terms of talking to him, doesn't seem to be fazed by this, you know, getting into the Super Bowl. A guy that played for the Georgia Bulldogs here, and, you know, his last year there, they had a young kid named Sony Michel, who, you know, now is with the Patriots as a rookie running back. So, but, you know, Gurley missed the last two games, was on the treadmill, you know, during the Saints game, a word of a knee injury, and it's the C.J. Anderson, who played for the Broncos and the Panthers and was with the Raiders, and they dropped him, and these guys signed him, and I mean, he's just been a force. He's a shorter dude. He's 5'8", 225, but talking to C.J., man, he's a pretty mature guy. I think he's just the kind of guy they need for that young Rams team, and he's talked about what he has faced in the Patriots defense in the past.
Well, this is my eighth time playing them, and I think you always have an edge whenever you play a team multiple times. But one thing about the Patriots, they change a lot of things up. So it's not really an edge because all the little game in-game adjustments that you do and how they, you know, go back and forth and try to confuse and make things a little difficult. So, you know, that's what Coach Belichick does well, and you got to be ready on Sunday.
You know something, Mike, we talk about, you know, Brady and Belichick and all that fun stuff. And how they get along. How is it that you think this relationship has lasted as long as it has and Rodgers and McCarthy couldn't?
Well, you know, there was a big ESPN expose 18 months ago that said, like, this thing was falling apart, that Robert
yep.
Kraft was trying to get these two guys together and everything. I'll tell you, it was a year ago at this time, we're at the Mall of America, and we had this presser, and it was a late Thursday afternoon, and Brady, instead of doing, like, 15 minutes in front of the 500 reporters, he was on the side, one of those tables, which meant he talked for an hour. And there's all these people that were from around the world, from Japan and Italy, all these international reporters, that this was finally their chance at the end of the week to get in a couple of questions because, you know, the hotshot national writers had filed their stories and were off to a party or something. So, you know, Brady talked for an hour, and I just stood there and watched it and took it in. It's like, you know, this is a good dude. You know, it's all this stuff about this guy, about Deflategate and all these other stories that people dream up about him. And, you know, there's times where the media does inflate crazy stories about Tom Brady. He's a pretty grounded guy. But the fact of the matter is his coach is right and is a grinder. And there seems to be – I got a really good story today talking to one of the assistant coaches about Belichick and Robert Kraft. They know the names of the cafeteria ladies and how their kids are doing in school. I mean, they know everything about it. That's where the family part comes in. They buy in, and they know your name. They know your wife's name. They ask about how your dog's doing, all that kind of stuff, even though you may be cut, you know, after 16 weeks. So that's one of the things that they play up in there. But Belichick then is very firm and tough, and if you screw up, you know, you're off the team. And so I asked Brady last night, that because when you think of McCarthy and Rodgers didn't last more than 13 seasons, how have these guys been able to keep it going?
I think those moments, you know, he and I have had a lot of meetings together over the years. We meet at least twice a week going on 19 years. So it's just we've had a great working relationship, and, you know, I've learned so much from him. He's been a great mentor for me, taught me so much about football. I was just talking with my friend, you know, how I, you know, see the game now versus how I used to see it.
And it's that kind of teaching that has made Bill Belichick be able to be in this position as these guys go at their ninth Super Bowl together in 18 years, 17 years to the day, Mike, these two are going to kick it off, that the same two franchises played in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. How do you see Super Bowl 53 playing out on Sunday?
Start on special teams. Cordell Patterson is over there. I still think that guy's got some kick, and he might bust one as a kick returner for the Patriots. I think the strongest squad on the field is the L.A. Rams offensive line. I think they can just drill people, and they can't keep up. And then, of course, you've got the Rams defensive line. Sue, is that guy's been on a mission all week. The reputation is the dirty ball player and taking off plays and all that, but this week he's there on a one-year deal, and he's here for the ring. He's made lots of money thanks to the Miami Dolphins. So he's been impressive. And then Sue and Donald together, they're just huge. And so is Brockers. And I was standing next to, actually on a street corner last night, with the Patriots guards. And those guys, one is 6'5", but they look like undersized. Like, these guys are going to take on Sue, you know, like Shaquille Mason and this Joe Thunney kid. So I think that the Rams are going to power these guys. I think the Rams secondary concerns me. But I think Wade Phillips will bring four guys and lots of pressure, and he'll drop seven, and he'll try and mix it between man and zone like he is with previous squads. And he beat them twice with the Broncos in the AFC Championships. But, of course, he had Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware back then. But, you know, I think Wade Phillips can give Tom Brady some trouble, and that the Rams can outlast these guys in what will probably be a close game and a very, very physical football game, even though Patriots, last I checked, they're still 2.5-point favorites in this game.
Well, Mike, I like hearing that, because 14-1 for Todd Gurley to win the MVP feels like he'll be running like a midnight train through Georgia.
Through Georgia, yes.
We appreciate the coverage as always, Mike. All the time and hard work you put in all year long, man. We really appreciate you joining us, all right?
Thank you, boys. And Tommy Brady, superstar, but he didn't get far.
That's Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.